Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey everybody, I hope you're well. This is Pastor Jeremy. I'm glad to be with you. So if you didn't know, now you will. I'm a product of the 1980s. And during the 80s, there was a spike in interest in tennis. On TV, it looked easy, it looked fun. And because of a certain player and a certain slogan, many kids like me became very interested in giving it a try. Andre Agassi did a campaign for a camera company, and the slogan he made famous was, "Image is everything." Maybe you remember it. They had used him to promote tennis to the masses and recruit a new generation of players and consumers. And of course, I was one of them. Before I took a lesson or even really played, I made sure to have the right shoes, the right clothes, and the right racket because the image meant more than actually being able to play the game. And just to confirm for everybody out there, tennis was not my sport. In 1 Corinthians 3:18 through 4, Paul contrasts his image of wearing rags and even comparing himself to scum or garbage versus the wealthy and highly thought of people in Corinth. His point was simple. Image is everything, and it can deceive easily. He did not want people to fall easily to the deception of the world that it offered, and he wanted them to look at what mattered, their hearts. Paul had visited and written this group of believers, and his desire was for them to grow in spiritual maturity. He wanted them not to worry about the image they created, but instead allow Christ to transform them from the inside out. So he wrote to them as children that he loved. And he wanted the best for them so they could take steps to maturity. Sometimes it's easy to worry about our image more than our heart. We try to make everything on the outside look a certain way, which then doesn't actually reflect what's on the inside. I tried to look like a tennis player more than just learning to be one. And Paul didn't want that for the church in Corinth. And in reality, it's not what's needed today in the church either. Let's not be deceived by image, and instead allow Christ to work in us and through us. So let me ask you, is there a way that you are portraying an image more than living out your faith? Is there something that you've been hiding behind and you might need a little help overcoming? Let me just remind you, God is there for you. Go to Him in prayer and ask Him to help. And we're here too, to help you on this journey. Thanks for listening today.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.